It's a Woman feature with me, Maria Rodriguez. Just last week, news of a Christian teenager who committed suicide sent waves of concern around the church after it transpired that Lizzie Lowe, just 14, may have taken her life as a result of concerns that her church and family would not accept her sexuality. Her father has since spoken out and said they would have loved and supported her had they known the battle and struggle she was going through. So if your daughter came to you this Christmas and announced that she was a lesbian or bisexual, how would you respond? Well, on today's programme, we're going to hear from a mother who believed it was wrong to be gay when her daughter told her, but after a journey and a process of grieving, has now reached a place where she says it's possible to love and respect her daughter no matter what. I began by asking the mother how she found out about her daughter's sexuality.
She's tried to hint to me over several years, but I remember when she told me her story. It was quite a shock, but I'm gradually coming to terms with it. I really felt that the Bible and my church had been teaching me that it was wrong to be gay, and felt that quite strongly. So when my daughter told us this news, we've had to think a lot about it and talk a lot about it and pray a lot about it. I now accept her and love her unconditionally, but before I think I was struggling. So I've come a long way.
There may be some parents who are listening who are also in that situation and are thinking, well, how can I reconcile my faith and my beliefs with loving my daughter if we're in conflict? Do you think that's possible?
I think it is. I'm proof of that. And I think we just have to be open. I think we're sometimes very closed and have views about things and are not willing to change our minds or to be more accepting. And that's what I feel I have done.
In some ways, do you think that maybe going on this difficult journey has actually strengthened your relationship with your daughter?
Yes, definitely, yes. Mm. And we're much closer, and other people I've spoken to have had the same thing happen with their offspring. And I would just encourage anybody who's in this situation to try and listen to their young people if they experience the same situation that we've had.
Looking back, her daughter realises that she was quite young when she felt a bit different from those around her.
The more I've thought about it recently, I think earlier on in my life that I knew, I probably mainly around the time of 11 or 12 and starting secondary school and having, you know, sex education at school and just thinking that it was never going to be relevant to me and maybe I'll grow out of this. But I went to a girls' school. Obviously at that age, it's, you know, it's not a sexual thing. It's not really about relationships or anything. It's just a bit different to wanting to be friends with people. It's just a stronger, I suppose, admiration and wanting to be around other girls. Also, I went to a Christian school, so, you know, the issue of like being somebody of the same gender wasn't really talked about. That's kind of when I knew, but it kind of developed through secondary school and you think, oh yeah, it's just a phase and I'll grow out of it. And then it just kind of got more apparent that it was here to stay, I suppose, more around the age of 18.
Did you consider that maybe this was going to be in conflict with your faith?
I did. I really struggled with my faith, generally just being a teenager. I think when I was a child, I kind of gave up on the idea of God, but obviously being part of a church-going family, you know, continue to go to church. And then when I was a teenager, when you go to Sunday school, and youth group and they start talking about fleeing from temptations and all these adolescent struggles that people have and, you know, you don't spend too much time with boys and all this sort of thing. And I just remember thinking, oh, I must be so holy and special. I don't have any of these problems. And yeah, it literally, we just never talked about the possibility of even having same-sex relationships or attractions at all.
Did just sort of carrying this, once you kind of realised maybe what was going on, become a burden to you?
Yeah, it's when you sort of realise that it's part of who you are and it's part of your makeup and it's here to stay. Not that anybody necessarily directly said anything to me, obviously not knowing about me, but you kind of pick up on little bits of conversations here and there, whether it's on TV or at church or, you know, family conversations. You kind of get this unspoken thing that this might not be a good thing to have as part of you. I did have some like mental health issues being a teenager and I don't know necessarily whether they were related to sexuality, but I definitely think that if you're growing up with this massive secret, it kind of inevitably is going to affect your mental health.
Of course, a big story recently was the young girl, Lizzie Lowe, who took her life, and the story that's come out since is that she was afraid that maybe her parents would maybe reject her, not approve of same-sex attraction. Did you consider that maybe your family would be opposed?
When I tried to commit suicide when I was 16, so a couple of years after Lizzie's age, it wasn't the only contributing factor to that decision, but it was definitely a major underlying, you know, consideration that I had. And yeah, being brought up in quite a conservative Christian background, I was really nervous about what the response would be. But I think when you're 16 and you've got hormones and stuff going on, there's just a lot going on. And I think it was a few years later when I really started to think, okay, this is something that's going to be around. I can't just get rid of it conveniently as I would like to. And therefore, I don't know how this is going to look for me, because at some point I'm going to have to tell my family, and that might not go so well as I would like it to.
Did you try and sort of rehearse in your mind what you were going to say when you finally got to the point and you thought, this is the time?
Yeah, I tried lots of subtle hints, and, you know, tried to say things sort of growing up, and they didn't really sort of get the stick, but I wasn't really courageous enough to just come out with it and say something. And I did sort of some internet research about, you know, ways that you can come out to your family, and there was always sort of things, well, I don't know. I think no matter how much you prepare in your head, it's never going to come out the way that you expect it, and you're probably not going to get the same reaction that you expect. And at the end of the day, just saying it is a massive weight off your shoulder. So even if the response is completely rubbish and, you know, horrible, I think just not having such a secret carrying around inside of you is much better. There's never really a good time, I think, but I chose possibly a really bad time, and we were talking about something else and I just dropped it into the conversation, and I was really direct about it. You know, I was completely lost all sense of being sensitive and whatever, so probably made it more of a shock than it already was. But yeah, once it was said, so.
Many Christian parents would be distraught at hearing the news that their daughter is a lesbian. So how did her mother react?
I was shocked, but I really feel I should have been more open and able to listen to her at an earlier stage, so that she could have given her information to us. Both my husband and I were shocked, but we both come from very conventional Christian Church of England backgrounds. We've had a journey to come through. Sometimes it's felt a bit like a bereavement, but that's only because we felt that we'd one day get married and have children. We've basically just changed how we think of her now and accept her and her in this new light.
Now, when people obviously perhaps might over Christmas receive news from their child that they themselves are going to share news about their sexuality with their parents, mm-hmm. their parents can come from all different perhaps theological backgrounds and persuasions. Do you think it's possible to find a way forward regardless of what you think about the decision that's been made?
Yes, I do. I've met a lot of other people now who are from lots of different backgrounds, and that's really helped me with journey, because I felt like I was a bit on my own to start with, and now help meeting all these other people has really helped, and seeing how they've reacted to their children and their journeys as well. And they're all different journeys, but that's helped all of us to get together and, you know, talk about it.
One of the things that has sort of been discussed in churches since the story of Lizzie Lowe came out just last week is how churches and youth workers and families can respond. And I think one of the things that has been highlighted is that people can't quite get their heads around that maybe there is some way that people can lovingly respond. Do you think that is a kind of the first step, as it were, in the journey, in the discussion?
Yeah, I think it's massively, massively important how families and youth workers and church leaders respond to their young people, or not even responding, because, you know, you may not even be in a situation where a young person has even expressed these feelings to you. But I think what's so, so important is, you know, young people really pick up on little bits of conversations, and you might make some sort of throwaway comment that you're completely unaware of, you know, saying, and those things, all they all build up and build this negative picture of like, oh, there's no way I can ever say anything because, you know, they said this and they said this, and it just builds up this incredible amount of fear. And I think the earlier young people can express it, the better, really, because the longer you keep it bottled up inside, the worse it's going to get. I think it's really important that especially youth workers think about the language that they use around young people. I think in the conservative evangelical world especially, it's the phrase used a lot is same-sex attraction. Speaking for myself and possibly a lot of other people in a similar situation to me, we don't really like that term because it sounds like a disease or a disability, or a, you know, a mental illness. illness even. And so if we want to use the word gay, or we want to use the word lesbian or bisexual or whatever, I think that's what you should use. And I wouldn't jump to conclusions about what that necessarily means for their life, because, you know, speaking for myself anyway, I am a Christian. I've been brought up that way, and that's become my personal faith, and that means that I want to live my life a certain way. And just because I've realised this about myself doesn't mean that I'm going to throw all that out the window and go and live my life as certain people are portrayed living a certain lifestyle in the media, because that's not reflective of all of us.
Diverse Church is an initiative seeking to help young LGBT Christians stay in their faith as they go through the journey, trying to work out how to come out to their church and family and not turning away from God. Those involved come from a range of backgrounds and theological persuasions. Well, the daughter in today's story found them online.
So having come out to my parents about a year ago, just having the relief of saying it, but then not really knowing what the next step was. I hadn't really done much research into, you know, what my life would look like as a result. Like, you know, hadn't thought about theology or what I really thought about, you know, relationships or anything like that. So it was all really new to me. So I was doing some research a few months later about, you know, support groups and stuff and meeting other people, because I felt like really alone. And yeah, I found that there was Diverse Church amongst some other organisations, and that they were for under 30s. So joined their Facebook group and met up with a few of them. Yeah, it's just been really, yeah, pretty much a lifeline, because you're like, oh, I'm not the only one. And you meet up with these people that you've never met before, but you feel like lifelong friends, because you've got that that unity, that you've all been through really similar stuff. Initially, I was quite skeptical about being quite honest on social media, even though it's like a secret group that nobody needs to know you're in. But actually it's been so freeing, because even like 3 or 4 in the morning, somebody in this group will be awake and willing to pray for you, and you can all pray for each other. You don't have to be each other's counsellor. You're literally just friends and can say, yeah, mate, I'm with you. I know what it's like. And then you can share positive stuff as well. We have really great things that we do regularly. Like we have Worship Wednesdays. So we might share like a YouTube video or a poem or something, just to encourage each other and spiritually. And then on Fridays, we have a different member of the group sharing their story on Twitter anonymously, which is usually somebody who's really not out and really just wouldn't have the chance to share what it's like otherwise. So that's great.
And one of the interesting things, of course, about Diverse Church is that people either supported or involved who all have different theological views. So some people would be saying, well, I know I aspire to be in a relationship at some point. For other people, they'll say, no, I don't think that's right. But, you know, so it's interesting that there is a kind of diversity even within the group.
Yeah, I think it's got a great name, being called Diverse Church. Like, but that's one of the things that really brings life to the group, is that we come from completely different backgrounds and theologies and, you know, thoughts on things. Those people in the group who are committed to singleness and celibacy, some people who believe that God's healed them, and some people that have chosen to be in opposite gender marriages even. And I think the thing is that within our group, there's just no judgment and no pressure for anybody to be, you know, one way or the other. And I think it would be really great if that was reflected on the outside of the group in the wider church as well.
Now, I've been hearing something of your daughter's journey, but obviously there is a journey to go on as a parent as well. You actually met up with some of your daughter's friends and their parents as well. What was that experience like for you?
That was really amazing, because I found that there were lots of other people in similar situation, and suddenly there were other people that we could talk to. Meeting my daughter's friends and their families was a lovely experience. We had lunch, we had a meeting, talked about the different journeys our young people have been on. All very different. We come from a very different background, different, but we were able to share our experiences, and I found it very comforting. We were able to share books that we've been reading and links to various websites. Amazing to, you know, to feel that you've got other people who are in a similar situation that you can communicate with and help each other.
Now, when you heard the news of this young girl who had taken her life, what did that make you feel?
I was very, very saddened by it. And I just thought, what a waste of her whole life ahead of her. And I just really felt so sad that she wasn't able to talk to her family about it, and, you know, other people talk to people that could help her prevent that happening and give her support, and even if they found it hard to start with, you know, to try and be more open to it.
So your mum was sharing with us where she was at theologically, which will be the place that a lot of people in church are at. They don't quite know how to react and how to deal with it. What advice would you give to people?
I think over and above everything else, number one thing you must do is just love your child unconditionally, which I'm sure isn't a hard thing to do. But in the light of this, just let your immediate response be love and acceptance. You know, that's just the number one thing that they need to know. And they've been obviously, you know, processing this for a really long time. And if they're, you know, of the same faith, the Christian faith that you are as well, they've probably been reading loads of resources and know inside out what the Bible says about stuff. And that's probably made them even more fearful to come to you. So by the time that they've built up the courage to come to you, they've thought about this a lot. So anything that you say, all the immediate responses and questions, just hold back on that. I mean, you can easily find them anywhere on the internet. A lot of them not from a Christian perspective, but you know, things you shouldn't say when people come out and stuff. Maybe even just look up those if you think that would help you. Yeah, and even like go on a journey together, read books together, and don't make it into an argument.
If people want to find out more about Diverse Church, because quite clearly it's played quite an important role for you on your journey,
yep,
what's the way people can do that?
There's a website, diversechurch.org.uk, and if you want to email them, it's christianitgetsbetter@gmail.com. And if you want to follow the Twitter feed, it's @diverse_church. And if you have Facebook, there is an open group that anybody can join called Diverse Church Friends. You can just search for that.
Now, obviously, the big news story recently has been the sad story of this teenage girl who took her life because she thought her parents would react badly. Are you pleased that your daughter had the courage to be able to share with you?
I am very pleased. I would have been devastated if she successfully committed suicide. And I'm very grateful that I've got this time with her.
Yeah.
Pray about it, to be open to the young person and to talk with them and to read from the Bible. And to keep praying about it and keep talking and listening and to try and come to some understanding and acceptance.
If you're a young person battling with telling family and friends about struggles you're facing with sexuality, please do get help and support. Diverse Church's website is diversechurch.org.uk. Or if you're a parent who is carrying the burden of knowing your child is not heterosexual, thinking your church would perhaps reject you or them as a result, again, please do get some support and help.